Well, Dre, it's this was Depth Chart Monday. You're a veteran. Do players look forward to seeing a depth chart, or is it one of those, oh boy, where do I stand?
What you mean Depth Chart Monday?
The Depth Chart came out today. Shows where everybody stands. Oh, you're starting, you're second. You're third on the depth chart right now.
Nah, but, you know, pretty much in June, you know, we have our depth chart, you know, pretty much to tell us where we are then. But it's just, I guess that's just for y'all guys. We pretty much know where we stand and you know, where we stand in the offense and defense.
According to a report by the NFL Network, Brandon's going to miss three, possibly two games. It's not confirmed yet, but did you dodge a bullet there? Because a lot of people thought maybe four or five, maybe eight.
Well, I didn't really know much about the incident. From my understanding, you know, Brandon, you know, like I've been saying, you know, he's a good kid. It's just been an unfortunate thing that he's had, you know, some, you know, run-ins with the law, but he doesn't deserve any of that because, you know, he's not a bad guy. You know, the stuff that you hear about these other guys they doing, and you know, Brandon's a good kid. He's out here working hard, and he's ready to go. But you know, if he is suspended two or three games, four, whatever, it hurt the team. But it just give other guys opportunity to step up. But Brandon is a big part of what we're trying to do. He is Jay's guy, and it'd be disappointing to know that, you know, he's suspended. But like I said, you know, Brandon has came in this year focused. You know, and that's one of the things I commented him on. It's how focused he is, and you know how he's a changed guy, and he's, you know, he want to get better, and he want to be a different guy. So I applaud him on that, and hopefully it's not, it's just rumors, and hopefully, you know, he'll be with us this season.
Dre, you're saying that he's focused, but how much do you sense that this is weighing on him?
If it is weighing on him, it doesn't show. But anytime you get a chance to get taken away for something you love to do, obviously it's gonna hurt you. But you know, he's doing a good job of not letting it bother him. He's out here every day working us, trying to get better, you know, becoming Jay's go-to guy. But like I said, Brandon came in this offseason. You know, he made some mistakes in the past. And like I said, as a kid, you know, all kids make mistakes. You know, I made mistakes. Everybody make mistakes. But I don't think he should be judged on the run-ins that he had in the past. I think he's only been convicted like once or of one of his charges, something like that. So, you know, he's a good kid. It's just an unfortunate thing. And hopefully it won't be so bad, you know. I'm hoping Brandon will be with us the first couple of games because he's a big part of what we're trying to do.
Hey, Dre, I want to talk to you about Jay. Ever since he's been doing this insulin on a consistent level, have you noticed, has his mood changed? Is he a different guy than he was last year?
Jay's always been cool with me. I can't really tell. You know, I didn't even know last year that he was going through what he was going through. You know, me coming here last year for the first time, you know, I couldn't tell any difference. You know, he still had that strong arm to me. You know, if you gave him a crease, he was able to get that ball in. But Jay, you know, he's coming in this year. You know, he seemed to have his, you know, under control. You know, he was tested for it, and, you know, it's under control. And he's doing a great job. You know, he's eating, he's taking his medication. And right now he's having so much fun. You know, he's active with the guys. You know, the one thing I love about Joy, after being around a lot of quarterbacks in my career, he has a quiet confidence, and I love it about him. He's not going to do a whole bunch of talking about it. You know, he's not going to be jabbering a lot of people and stuff like that. He does his talking with his play. And I love that about Jay. And I think Jay, he's ready to go this year. He's ready to do good things and get this team back at the top in the AFC West.
Dre, starters usually don't get a lot of time in that first exhibition game. Based on how you guys finished last year, how anxious are you guys to get out there and show that things might be different?
Well, I don't know any veteran that is excited about preseason. You know, excited about practicing, but games, you know, you just want to get in and just, you know, get a chance to go through some of the schemes that we have and just get a feel for it. But most veterans don't need a lot of preseason. But, you know, like I say, whatever is asked upon me, I'm looking forward to getting out there, competing with the rest of the guys and just moving forward. Man, last year was a disappointing year for the Broncos. It was disappointing for me individually because, you know, I was coming in expecting to get back to the playoffs. I ain't been to the playoffs since I left St. Louis. But like I've been telling people still, I still felt like I was in heaven, you know, after being in Detroit for 4 years. But I'm excited about this year. I think with Coach Slow, the defensive coordinator, everything will be simplified. Guys will understand and know their responsibilities, and we'll benefit from that on defense. I think the addition of Dwayne Robinson will definitely help our defensive line and help us as a team play better against the run. But I'm fired up, man. You know, with Jake, you know, and the offensive guys that we have, we drafted Eddie Roy and Clady, man. I really feel like this is going to be our year.
Hey, Trey, did you keep up on the Brett Favre stuff over the weekend, and would you take $20 million to stay home? If somebody came to you and said, stay home for $20 million?
Well, that's tough. You know, if you didn't play the game, you know, because you loved it, maybe so. But, you know, Brett, you know, he doesn't need the money. You know, he plays. He loves football. And I understand him because, you know, when you love something that much, I don't care how much money you get offered. You know, that's what it is with Brett right now. You know, I guess they're offering, what, like $20 million for the next 10 years? It's tempting. It's tempting. But Brett, you know, he's made a lot of money. You know, he's a guy in Green Bay. And it's tough, man. You know, I understand both sides because, you know, he retired in the offseason. And Aaron Rodgers got all the reps. And, you know, he was with the offense in June camps and stuff like that. And then he decides he want to come back. But how can you tell Brett no? You know, after doing what he's done his whole career, after playing every snap since he's been in the league, how can you tell a guy like that no, a Hall of Famer? So it's tough, and he's been Mr. Green Bay, so it's a tough situation.
Would you take it?
Would I take it? I honestly don't know because I love the game so much. You know, it's hard. You know, some guys don't really need money, and it ain't all about money, you know, especially when you have made money. So. You can only have it so you only can have so much money. But like I said, when you love the game so much, you know, money, nothing can take the place of that. So I probably would do the same as Brett. You know, if I love the game that much, you know, nothing can take that away from me.
Hey, Dre, last year people were talking a lot about you and Champ maybe being one of the best cornerback tandems in the NFL. Now with D'Angelo going to Oakland and then you got Pac-Man in Dallas, seems like people have sort of moved on. Where do you feel like you guys stand in just the cornerback secondary as a whole?
Well, I still feel... Yeah. Duo-wise, we at the top. You know, like I've been saying, and I don't have to say it. You just look at our numbers and look at what we've done. And if you want to compare our first 6-7 years to their years, just look at the numbers, man. So I let our play do our talking. And, you know, D'Angelo is a great corner. The other guy they have on the other side, he's a great corner. And Pac-Man, you know, them guys all make plays and stuff like that. But, you know, we're coming into our 10th year. Last year wasn't the year that we wanted to have as a team, as a secondary, but you know, just based on what we've done in our career, you know, we make plays, and we're playmakers, and we look forward to contributing to our team and helping our team win, and just let the rest, you know, handle itself. I mean, we don't try to get in all that stuff about who's what and all that stuff. We just play football and just let that do the talking for us.
All right, last one.
My arm's tired.
I know, my mouth is tired.